Fiat. November 6, 1938. One act in the divine will encloses and embraces everything. All that the creature must do is present in God. How the human acts find the divine acts. My poor mind feels transported by a supreme force in the sea of the divine will. And as much as I go round and round within it, I can never do it all. Its immensity is such that my littleness cannot see it or embrace it all. And as much as I seem to be moving, its immensity is so great that it seems I've only taken a few steps. So I remained amazed, and my lovable Jesus, surprising me with his short little visit, told me, "My good daughter, my immensity is unreachable, and the creature cannot embrace it all. And as much as we give her of our own, it can only be called little drops compared to our immensity. It is enough to tell you that the greatness of even just one act in our will is such as to surpass all other possible and imaginable beings and enclose everyone and everything. Therefore, when the creature offers her act and lets it be invested by our will, the glory we receive is so great as to surpass the whole creation. In fact, creation is without reason, while in the act in which the creature lets us operate, she has the fullness of the human reason, which, invested by the divine, surpasses heavens, sun, and everything. Hence, if our glory is great, the requital of love that we receive seems incredible, and the good that the creature receives is incalculable. As soon as she gives us her act, and we make it our own, all want to give themselves to her. The sun with its light, the heavens with their immensity, the wind with its power and empire, all find a place in that act and want to give themselves so that their God may be glorified with the fullness of a human reason which they do not possess. Jesus became silent, and I thought to myself, how can it be that by just entering the divine will, our acts acquire so much good? And Jesus, resuming his speech, added, "My daughter, this happens in a simple and almost natural way, because our divine being is most simple, and so are our acts. Now, you must know that everything good the creature was supposed to do was done, formed, and nourished by our divine volition. It can be said that her acts existed, exist, and will exist in it. They are as though lined up in order, each one holding its place in our will. More so, since the act is first formed within us and then, in due time, we issue it to daylight. Now, by entering our will, the soul finds everything that is already hers and that we want her to take. So, the human acts find our divine acts established by us for her. They fling themselves. They are transformed. They kiss and enclose themselves in our divine acts, which are already hers. In this way, the human becomes divine act. And since our divine act is great and immense, while the human is small, the human act feels dissolved in the divine, as if it were losing its life. But it is not true. The little life exists. The human reason was dissolved and closed within ours, letting itself be overpowered by ours, to its great honor and highest glory for us, for we have given of our own to the creature. And playing with the little atom of the human will, we make such prodigies of love, of sanctity, and glory for us, as to astonish heaven and earth, and feel as though repaid for having created the creature with the whole creation. Now, you must know that everything the creature does in our will remains written in our fiat with indelible characters of light. These are acts which, with their infinite value, will have the power to give the creature her kingdom. Therefore, we wait for these acts to be performed. They will give such requital of love and of glory to us, and of graces to the living, as to even up the sides between creator and creature, so that our will may reign in the midst of the human family. One act in our will is so great that we can do and give everything. After this, he added, "My daughter, as the soul enters into our will, she finds all the truths that I manifested to her and that she has known about my divine will. When they were manifested to her, she received a seed of each of them, feeling their possession. Now, as she enters into it, while she feels those truths within herself, she also finds them in my fiat, like many queens who, taking her by the hand, make her ascend in God, letting themselves be known more, and giving her new light and new graces. So my troops form the ascent in order to reach God. And God, seeing this creature rising up to his arms, feels so much love as to descend into the depth of the creature, to delight in his own truths, and to strengthen and instruct her on how she must carry out her life in those truths which she has known. It can be said that the soul and God form a divine society, working together and loving with one love. Now, you must know that the acts done in my will unite all times into one. There is no distance among them. They are so identified with one another that while being almost innumerable, they form one single act, so much so that as one operates, loves, adores in my will, by uniting all times, these acts are found united together with the very acts that innocent Adam did when he loved and operated in the divine fields of our fiat. These acts are incorporated with the acts and the love of the celestial queen, and even with the very acts and love of our supreme being. These acts have the power to becoming identified with all, taking their place of honor everywhere. Wherever our will is present, they can say, "This is our place." These acts done in our will are endowed with divine value. Each one possesses a new happiness, a new joy, in such a way that the creature forms for herself, in her acts, innumerable joys, contentments, and happinesses without end, to the point of forming a paradise of delights and beatitudes in addition to the one that her Creator will give her. And this is as though natural, because whenever my will operates, whether in God or in the creature, it makes rise the fullness of its joys and delights, investing whatever it does, possessing by its own nature ever new seas of infinite joys. It cannot operate without generating new joys and delights. Therefore, everything that is done in my volition acquires by virtue of it the nature of the celestial joys, the inseparability of everyone and of all goods, and can say, all times are mine, and I make them one. What joy to be able to say, I myself have formed my own paradise, because the divine fiat has operated together with me.